heaven is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife. For you.
I'm not going.
But you're the one who wanted to go to Drucker's.
But that was before I found out what today is.
What is today?
Tuesday the 12th, which is a very unlucky day.
Unlucky?
Well, you heard of Friday the 13th. Tuesday the 12th is just as unlucky, only in Hungary.
Oh, Lisa, are you starting with those silly Hungarian superstitions?
It isn't silly. Tuesday the 12th is very unlucky, and if I go to Drucker's, something bad is going to happen to me.
Nothing is going to happen to you. Come on, let's go.
What? Oh, on one condition.
What?
If you wear your hat sideways.
What?
But that's the only way to be safe on Tuesday the 12th.
How's that?
You look lucky. Who is it? You got to start with your left foot.
Good morning, Mr. Drucker.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Mr. Douglas, you got your hat on sideways.
It's Tuesday, the 12th.
Oh.
It's a very unlucky day in Hungary, but if you wear your hat sideways, it keeps away the bad luck.
Oh. Well, maybe that'll stop it.
Stop what?
I got a twinge in my back when I picked up a mail sack this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is there any mail for us?
Just a letter for Mrs. Douglas.
Who's it from?
I don't know. I don't recognize the typewriting.
Mr. Drucker, we got a pretty long shopping list.
Oliver, that's cake tall.
Looks like a blue feather to me.
That's what it is, only in Hungarian. Oh, I told you something terrible is going to happen to me today.
Oh, Lisa.
Oliver, the... Oliver, I got the blue feather. Take me home and hurry.
Lisa. Will you please tell me why you're so frightened about that blue feather?
I tell you, in the house, it isn't safe out here.
Lisa!
Who is there?
It's me.
Who are you?
Oliver, your husband.
I heard that before. You're out there who says you're my husband. Have you got any identification? If you do, shove it under the door. Well, I am waiting. Oh, Oliver, I'm so glad you're here. There is a fellow outside who insists it's you. I knew you were a fake.
Lisa, that was me out there.
Oh? Then who are you? Is the window locked?
Now, come on. Sit down and pull yourself together. Now, what is this all about?
Well, you see... Well, maybe I shouldn't tell you, because if you knew, you'd suffer.
I don't know, and I'm suffering. Now, what is going on?
That blue feather? The gypsies sent it to me.
The gypsies?
You know, the people who live in the wagons and sing and dance with trampolines and wear bandanas on their heads.
I know what gypsies are, yes.
But you don't know what the blue feather is.
No.
It's like a voodoo where they stick a pin in a doll and then something terrible happens to someone. Well, the gypsies do the same thing, only with a blue feather.
Oh, you mean you think that that blue feather is to put some kind of a hex on you?
Something terrible is going to happen to me.
Oh, Lisa.
No, don't touch me. You might catch it.
Catch what?
Well, whatever are they going to give me?
Oh, here we go with another silly Hungarian superstition.
You wouldn't say it was silly if you saw what happened to my uncle after she got the blue feather.
Your uncle after she got...
He used to be my aunt. That was only the beginning. The next thing that happened to him was he grew a tail.
Lisa, I don't...
I wonder what the gypsies are going to do to me.
Why should they do anything to you?
Well, you know that I used to be a gypsy.
Yes, you told me.
But what I didn't tell you was that when I was a gypsy, I broke the first law of the tribe.
What was that?
Not to break the second law.
And what was the second law?
Not to tell anybody what the first law was.
And you told somebody?
Yes, I did. Well, I didn't mean to, but you know how it is when you're in the beauty parlor and you sit under a dryer and the woman is next to you.
Oh,
and you...
yes, yes, I know how hard it is to keep a secret in a beauty parlor.
That's right. The first time my aunt came in with a tail, everybody knew it.
Lisa, I presume all this gypsy nonsense happened a long time ago.
When I was 16.
Well, then why did they wait till now to send you this blue feather?
Well, that's the third law of the tribe, and that one I can tell you. They can't send you a blue feather until you reach the age of 23.
Boy, have they got a slow calendar.
Patsy, hit me between the belt when I just got the blue feather.
Lisa, sweetheart, don't you think you've gone far enough with this fantasy? Now, why don't you forget it?
But, Oliver...
I promise you, nothing is going to happen to you. The gypsies won't hurt you. You'll be perfectly safe.
You promise?
I promise.
All right. Then I won't worry.
Good girl.
Oliver, they're here!
Oh, Galisa! Now, wait, you just got through saying you wouldn't be frightened.
Oh, but, Oliver, don't open the door. It might be them.
Who's them?
You know who is them.
Don't open the door.
Well,
first ask who it is.
All right. Who it is? I mean, whose is it? Whose is this?
Well, that's okay. I'll come back when you're sober.
Oh, Mr. Haney.
Are you alone?
Yeah, I made sure they didn't follow me.
Who didn't follow you?
Them.
Who's them?
We know, don't we, Mrs. Douglas?
Sure do.
Oh, for the love of...
I'm sorry to hear about you getting a blue feather, Mrs. Douglas. Terrible thing. My aunt, he got one once.
Oh, look, Mr. Haney...
As soon as I heard the frightening news, I hurried right over because I can help you out of your dilemma, you. My card.
Blue Feather Exterminating Company.
Is that what that says? Doggone. They must have reprinted it while I wasn't looking.
Who reprinted it?
We know, don't we, Mrs. Dunn?
We sure do.
Mr. Haney...
Excuse me. Just dehexifying it.
That's the...
I'm sure glad that my Grandma Haney left me a batch of this dehexing powder. It wards off haunts, witch curses, and evil spells.
Could you sprinkle some of that on me?
Gladly. That'll be $8.
Oliver, give him the $8.
I'm not gonna give
you
it.
You don't care what happens to me.
Oh, of course I do.
Then give him the $8.
All right. There you are.
And there you are.
Now I am safe from the blue feather.
You sure are. Now I'll be back in half an hour.
What for?
Another sprinkle. The anti-hexing effect only lasts that long, unless you want to get the 24-hour treatment. Now, that'll cost you $236.
Give him the money.
I am not giving him any
more. You don't care what the gypsies do to me.
Gypsies? You mean you got the gypsy blue feather curse?
That's right.
Then that anti-hexing powder won't work. I'm obligated to return your $8.
Oh, fine.
Now, Mrs. Douglas,
where's my $8?
I'll have to owe it to you. I haven't got it on me.
I just gave you...
Mr. Haney, do you have anything that will work against the gypsy blue feather?
No, I'm sorry.
Good.
On second thought, I have just what you're looking for on my truck.
Danny, is it possible that you sent my wife that blue feather just to drum up a little business?
Mr. Douglas.
Oliver, what a terrible thing to say.
Yeah. Stick out your tongue and I'll sprinkle it.
Stay away from my tongue.
Mr. Haney, do you have anything?
There it is. Guaranteed to break any hex. You just place this in front of your door and you're protected for life.
We'll take it.
That'll be $128.
$128?
Each.
Each?
Well, you need a pair, one for the front door and one for the back door.
I'm not...
Oliver, please, I feel so safe with them.
Oh, Lisa, that's nothing but junk.
Junk? Now, you've got them all riled up. That's just for your own protection, no charge.
Lisa, I've heard all I want to hear.
But, Oliver...
That's all right, let the non-believer go. My grandpappy had the same attitude before the gypsies done it to him. If he'd only listened to Grandma and used her all-powerful anti-hex formula.
What's that?
It's a secret formula left to me by my grandma. Now, let's see. Your trouble is with the blue feather, ain't it?
That's right.
Now, the first thing we need is a color more powerful than blue. Green. Now, into this green bag, you put the following anti-hex ingredients.
A half a pound of chicken fat, the whites of 3 eggs, and a pound of sauerkraut, and a small package of cream cheese. That ought to be everything.
What are you making, a sauerkraut cheesecake?
This is an anti-blue feather formula I got from Mr. Haney. You see, you have to put it in green because green is more powerful than blue.
Oh, yeah.
There we are.
I should have remembered that from college.
Oliver?
What?
Oliver, would you please hang this on the post on the front porch for me?
What for?
To keep the blue feathers away.
Oh, when the sun hits this, it'll keep everything away.
Oh, hang it up high so it'll work on a tall gypsy, too.
Why don't you just throw it away?
After I paid Mr. Haney $132 for the formula.
You paid him?
But please, hang it up for me.
All right. That's the last I want to hear about this. Of all the stupid...
$132 for...
Howdy, Mr. Douglas. Say, if you're going to carry a green handbag, you ought to have green shoes.
Look, Ab.
You wearing that new sauerkraut cologne?
Oh, the sauerkraut's in here, along with a chicken fat and the whites of eggs.
And a small package of cream cheese?
Yes.
And you're going to hang it up there?
Yes.
Holy smoke. I'm leaving.
What do you mean you're leaving?
Just mail me what you owe me.
But, Ab...
I'll send for my clothes.
What's them
doggone? You've gone and done it to Hooterville. And Mr. Douglas hung the green handbag with all that stuff in it right on his front porch.
Well, suppose he did. What does that mean?
It means we're going to have 45 days of drought.
Oh, of all that superstition.
I know what I'm talking about. We're going to have 45 days of drought.
We are? Boy, better call Washington and have everybody fill their bathtubs. Hank, there isn't going to be any drought.
I'm sorry to disagree with you, Sam, but I just got the word.
From who?
Well, I was over to Sam Drucker's store, and I heard this fella say there was going to be a drought.
This is Sam Drucker's store.
It is? I guess you heard about it too, huh?
Yeah, you said it.
Said what?
That there's going to be a drought.
I guess everybody knows about it.
Hank, Eb just came in here with a silly story about Mr. Douglas hanging a green handbag on his front porch, claiming it's a hex.
It is. Now it won't rain for 45 days.
I thought you said there was going to be a drought.
Drought? Hogwash.
No, if we have a drought, you won't be able to have your hog washed.
Hank, be sensible. No, let me put that another way. Just because Mr. Douglas hung a green handbag on his...
It's not just a green bag. It's what he put in it. Chicken fat, the whites of 3 eggs,
sauerkraut and cream cheese.
No raisins?
No, if you put raisins in it, that'll make it hail.
That's right, sir.
Right.
Of course. Have you ever heard of the raisin and the cream cheese hail hex?
No, just the sauerkraut brout hex.
You may think it's funny, Mr. Drucker, but once back home when Mr. Hockmeister got mad at the town, he went to see this old Indian lady, and she told him to hang up a green bag on his front porch with all that stuff in it, and they had 45 days of drought.
Well, I guess that proves it.
It doesn't prove anything.
Look, Sam, I've been a county agent for a long time. I've seen a lot of strange things happen. I remember the time of the 7-year locust showed up 3 years early just because Mrs. Miller put on her corset inside out. Or was that Mr. Miller?
Of all that bad blame.
We gotta do something.
About what?
Mr. Douglas Drought Hicks.
Well, just what do you suggest?
Well, the way my grandma licked Mr. Hockmeister's Hicks was to come up with an anti-Hicks Hicks.
What do we need that for, Ed?
Well, grandma's theory was to neutralize the stuff in the green handbag. So we need counteracting stuff.
Well, that sounds logical to me. Doesn't that sound logical to you, Sam?
Look, Hank, I'm gonna...
Let's see. What would be a good neutralizer for the cream cheese? How about jelly?
Fine. Jar jelly, Sam.
What flavor?
How about currant? That ought to start the water flowing.
Now, what would neutralize a half pound of chicken fat?
How about some goose liver? Half pound of goose liver, Sam.
I don't have any goose liver. How about a can of shoe polish?
Sam, you can't get in the spirit of this thing. Stay out of it.
What's next? We need a good counteractor for sauerkraut.
How about bicarb of soda?
Now you're getting with it, Sam.
We can counteract the egg whites with egg yolks. Then we mix it all together and add 3 hairs from a cow's tail.
What's that for?
To give it body.
That sounds logical to me. And that's how...
No, it doesn't.
Now we need something to put it in. Hey, this red handbag will be perfect.
I like the yellow one better. I got earrings to go with that.
No, we have to use red, because red is a more powerful color than green.
Then what?
We mix all the ingredients together and put them in this red handbag and hang it over the green one, and that fights off the spell.
Boy, we better get going before it's too late.
Just a minute, gentlemen. You owe me $4.85 for everything.
Oh, charge this to the Department of Agriculture. This is a national emergency.
Thank you for letting me hang the green bag outside.
Well, it's a lot better than letting it hang in here.
It makes me feel safe from the blue feather.
Good.
It may sound silly to you, but there are a lot of things which can't be explained.
Yes, I know. I'm married to one.
Well, that wasn't very nice.
Lisa, will you let me read?
All right. Oliver, there is somebody out there.
Probably a dog.
Woof! Woof! Isn't. He didn't answer. Oliver, you better go out and see who it is.
Lisa,
Oliver, please go outside. Go on.
Okay. There's nobody out here.
Are you sure?
Well, come out. See for yourself.
Oliver. Look what they did. They put the red bag over the green bag to keep the green bag out of business for the blue feather.
Why, some kind of a joke.
Gypsies never joke.
There are no gypsies anywhere near here. Hey, Mitch.
What?
You know, this is a real groovy go-kart.
Yeah, real groovy. How long do you think it's going to take us to get back to Berkeley in that?
What's your hurry?
We'll miss the fall demonstrations.
You should have thought of that before you traded our hearse for this thing. Why'd you do that?
Everybody's got a hearse.
Not a lavender one.
We can paint the horse lavender.
Any idea where we are?
I saw a sign pointing to Hooterville.
Think they've got anything like Haight-Ashbury?
Sure, every town's got one.
What are you cooking there, man?
Hot water. We're gonna have to get some food somewhere. Maybe if we stop at a farmhouse, they'll give us a handout.
Oh, just like that?
Well, we might have to do a little work for it.
Work? Sure, that's just hot water? Man, what a far-out pad.
I told you they had a Haight Ashbury here.
Must be having a bad trip.
Oliver! Oliver!
What for tomorrow?
They're here! The gypsies are here!
Lisa, will you...
All right, what do you want?
Don't get uptight, man.
Uptight?
Cool it.
You're not gypsies.
No, we're political science majors.
Oh, my wife.
Your wife? You mean the crazy guy with the yellow hair?
No. So, what do you want?
You just need some bread, man.
Bread?
Money.
I suppose you want to get your hair cut.
You hear that? He sounds just like my old man.
Now, look here.
You ever go to college?
Yes, Harvard.
Anybody ever bug you about wearing those hokey raccoon coats?
What? How many goldfish did you eat?
Look, this is none of your business.
Oliver, are you all right?
Yes, it's only a couple of, look, don't come out. You fellas say you want to earn some bread, huh?
How about,
$5?
What do we have to do for it?
Well, you see, my wife got the blue feather.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
You want the money or don't you?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to take these two bags, get in your wagon, and take off, and I don't want to see you around here again.
Is that all?
That's all.
Deal. There's something in them.
It's all yours.
Man, he's really wigged out.
Oliver, what happened? What happened?
Calm down. I'll tell you everything now. There is no more Hex.
How do you do that?
Well, it took a little doing. You know, those gypsies were... very nasty about what you'd done. I talked to him, and I finally persuaded him to take the curse off of you. And they did.
They couldn't have, because I still have the blue feather.
Oh, that... you're supposed to burn it.
Did that do it?
Well, no. You have to say a few magic words that they taught me.
What are they?
Well, now, let's see if I can remember them. Ala Patatsa, Kabakuba, Malahini Hu Abuto. You say that.
Ala Patuza Kaba. What's the next one?
Kuba.
Oh, yes. Kuba.
Malahini Hu.
Malahuna Hai.
Hini Hu. If you don't say it right, it won't work.
I know.
Abuta.
Abuta.
Yeah, yeah. Now burn it. Abuta malahini hu kuba kuba alagazam.
Oh, Oliver, I'm free!
Oh!
The last 15 minutes of rock and roll music was brought to you by Blue Feather Nail Polish.
Blue feather? Isn't that what that guy said his wife had?
Some of you ladies might have received a blue feather in the mail this week. If you did, take it to your local drugstore and receive a bottle of blue feather nail polish absolutely free. Blue feather, the only nail polish that...
Crass commercialism.
What's in there? What's in there? Looks like sauerkraut, chicken fat, eggs, and cream cheese.
Should we try it?
Sure.
But what'll we do, eat it or smoke it? Ha ha ha.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.